The next patient is Roger Brown. The last name is Brown. Roger, Roger. This is a clinical case of a 68-year-old white patient of Dr. Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L. I was referred to this office because of the presence of uncontrolled hypertension. The patient has a complete normal kidney function. Actually, he's a CKD2, period. The patient had a serum creatinine that is 1.1 and the BUN is 26, estimated GFR 72, and there is no evidence of proteinuria. The patient had elevated aldosterone, and for that reason we decided to start him on spironolactone PO BID. And the patient today comes with a systolic blood pressure that was 105 over 81, period. Number two, the patient has coronary artery disease, atrial fibrillation that has been admitted to the hospital several times because of rapid ventricular response. The patient is a post-ablation, post-Watchman procedure. The patient has a permanent pacemaker for six-signal syndrome, and the ejection fraction is well-preserved. The patient is not in any blood thinners, period. At the end of the visit with the electrophysiologist in the East Coast of Florida, the patient was advised to go on Entresto. And after he started the Entresto, the patient feels weak and tired and took his blood pressure, and the blood pressure has been extremely low. He has been holding sometimes the carvedilol, sometimes the spironolactone. So in that situation, I decided to get in communication with Dr. Bhandari, B-H-A-N-D-A-R-E. And after discussion, we decided to stop the administration of Entresto and follow him very closely. Following number, the patient has a history of BPH on betanecol and cardura, as well as tamsulosin, and it's being followed by the urologist. Following number, the patient is overweight, has lost 5 pounds, and he is going to try to continue losing weight, which in turn is going to be better for his general condition, period. In reviewing the laboratory and the information, I'm talking to the other doctors. We spent 25 minutes in the face-to-face, 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes. We are going to repeat the laboratory workup in 3 months with that, and we're going to follow the patient in the office. He was instructed to call us if there is variation in the blood pressure or in the way that he's feeling. So we will be able to help him.